History, talking books. It's our monthly chat about books. Leslie's readers, Catherine Lana, who is a journalist that works in Browser's Bookshop, has her own website, catherinelana.com. She just basically loves books, has chosen our next read for us, and she's got some details of some book events that you might want to go along to here in the county. So what have you picked? I know you were thinking of one or the other when you spoke to me the other day, and I wouldn't help you choose.
Yes, so I've gone for something completely different, but it's a genre that we both like. Another page turner in the form of a spy thriller, and it's called Slow Horses by Mick Herron, and he has kept cropping up for me. He's been recommended by so many different people for me in the past 6 months or so, I suppose, from all sorts of different backgrounds, male and female, so I'm hoping that it'll have quite a broad appeal. I haven't read it yet, so I'm quite eager to, though. And it's the first in what's become a series of spy books, and it's about a character called Jackson Lamb, who works at a place called Slough House, where members of the intelligence service who have failed either in life or in assignments sort of end up. And that's all I know at the moment, except that it's been highly recommended by all sorts of reviewers. The Daily Telegraph has said that it's one of the 20 best spy novels of all time,
well,
which is quite an accolade.
Yeah, that's huge.
It was published in 2010, so it's not been around that long. And Mick Herron seems to be producing books at quite a rate. I mean, there are
So if we like this one, then you've got another five to go, which I always think is... Isn't that a dream come true? That's like such a present, to find an author and then to know you've got all of these other books to go through.
So let's hope that we get on well with this, but we'll give it a go. Slow Horses by Mick Herron.
Okay, and Herron is H-E-R-R-O-N. So that's the first of the series. And then lots more for us to read after that. So if let me know. Just drop me a little email like Lynn did, or send me a little tweet if you've read it. Because it's just lovely to hear whether you've got thumbs up or thumbs down, really.
Yes, the response, because it's always valid what people have got to say about it.
Now, Ruth Hogan. So Ruth Hogan, who wrote The Keeper of the Lost Things, she's written another book. What's the next one?
The next book is called The Particular Wisdom of Sally Redshoes, which I have read already and I think is delightful. So she's coming to launch it. It's a new book. It's coming out in May, and she'll be in Woodbridge for Browsers on the 2nd of May to talk about it. It's about a woman who's, well, it sounds quite grim. She's struggling to cope with grief, and she visits a swimming pool and a cemetery every day to cope. But actually, it's quite an uplifting, funny
book. Yeah.
So and there are various different charming characters in it. So I think Ruth's got quite a few stories to tell of her own life and her own experience in writing, coming to write these two books as well. So I think it'll be an evening worth coming to.
So Browsers obviously have a website. What's the phone number at Browsers?
01394 388 890.
Give a ring and find out more about that. Book yourself your tickets. And I know Suffolk Libraries have got some events coming up, haven't they?
Yeah, it's advance notice, though. They've got a couple of... we know about Slaughter in Southwold. That's been going a few years now.
This is their crime...
Yes, their crime festival.
Which is brilliant, because it started out as quite a small event, but people just love it,
don't
they?
Yes, well, and they get some fantastic authors coming along. So that's 16th and 17th of June, so over a weekend. But on the back of that success, there's a similar thing in Stowmarket. It's just starting this year. It's called Skullduggery in Stowmarket.
I was going to say, what have they come up with? That's very good.
And that's the 27th to the 30th of April.
27th to 30th of April. We'll try and do something more on that as well. So that's the Stowmarket Library, did you say?
Yeah.
Skullduggery in Stowmarket. So also, so crime writers, that sort of thing?
Yes. I think Ellie Griffiths has already committed to going there. Find out who else is going to be there by contacting Stowmarket Library.
I was going to say, look at Suffolk Library's website as well. Anything else? Is that it for the moment?
Well, I've got an event in 9th of April, which is the cookery writer Diana Henry. So there are still tickets available for that. She's coming to talk about her new cookery book, which is called How to Eat a Peach, which isn't just about peaches. It's all about how she's compiled menus from all over the world, all her travels around the world. She's put together menus based on that. So lots of delicious recipes, as well as the stories behind them.
And I know you've heard her speak before, and she's great, isn't she?
She's brilliant. Yeah, really entertaining, very inspiring.
Okay.
She's a cookery writer for the Daily Telegraph, Sunday Telegraph.
And is it the same phone number to ring for
it
that?
It is, yes.
So Browsers again, yeah?
Yeah.
So Diana Henry, 9th of April, How to Eat a Peach, 01394 388 8890. So you're off to read more books.
That's right, yeah.
So I don't know how you fit it all in as well. Not on a sandy beach this time, though.
No, no.
Bad luck.
In front of a log fire.
Sounds very romantic, doesn't it? Catherine, thank you. And if you want to look at her website, it's Catherine Lahner, L-A-R-N-E-R. Catherine is with a C, CatherineLahner.com.